From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Burkina Faso government officials say the siege of an upscale hotel in the capital by suspected Islamist militants is over, leaving at least 20 people dead. Authorities said today 126 hostages were rescued in the security operation and three jihadists were killed. At least 30 of the rescued hostages were wounded. Burkina Faso's Minister of Security and Internal Affairs said security forces are searching nearby hotels to make sure there are no extremists hiding out in them. Some reports say an assault was ongoing at a nearby hotel. A local al-Qaeda affiliate known as AQIM claimed responsibility. Lasting defeat has become a mantra for the top U.S. officials when talking about the strategy to defeat the Islamic State, also known as ISIL. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter.
Job one has to be to destroy ISIL in Iraq and Syria. That's not sufficient, but it is necessary because it's necessary to show that this movement has no future.
A lasting defeat of IS has become a priority for the Obama administration and others who see the militants as an existential threat. Iranian Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif says international sanctions on Iran will be lifted today when the International Atomic Energy Agency issues its final report on Tehran's nuclear program. The Islamic Republic and world power signed a nuclear agreement last July under which Tehran would scale back its uranium enrichment activities and submit to inspections in exchange for a rollback of sanctions. Iran has said its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes. This is VOA News. Polls have closed now in Taiwan, where voters cast ballots today in elections that could bring historic changes. Expectations are high that frontrunner and opposition Democratic Progressive Party candidate Tsai Ing-wen would become the first female president. According to the most recent poll, Tsai enjoys a double-digit lead over her nationalist contender Eric Chu. These voters in Taipei said they voted for the candidates who would bring peace and stability to Taiwan, the candidates who were the best, they said. The youth vote expected to play a crucial role in the elections, not only for president, but in the legislature as well as where the opposition DPP could win a majority for the first time ever. North Korea says it will stop conducting nuclear tests in exchange for a peace treaty with the United States and an end to joint military exercises between Washington and Seoul. The proposal, published in North Korea state media, is similar to previous offers by Pyongyang that have been quickly rejected by the U.S. and South Korea. North Korea last week conducted its fourth nuclear test, prompting near universal condemnation and further raising tensions on the Korean Peninsula. French government is launching an inquiry into a drug trial of an experimental medication that has left one person brain dead, five others hospitalized in serious condition. Lisa Bryant is in Paris with our report.
Health Minister Marisol Touraine says what happened is unprecedented. Touraine says six men, ages 28 to 49, who were participating in the drug trial have been hospitalized since Sunday. One was declared brain dead, and the others remain hospitalized with all showing the same type of neurological symptoms. A research company called BioTrial had been testing the drug manufactured by a Portuguese company, which is meant to help with anxiety and other mood disorders. All trials of the drug are now suspended, and volunteers participating in the study have been called back. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Paris.
And worries about China's slowing economic growth and further drops in oil prices contributed to a global stock sell-off on Friday. Cost of a barrel of oil slid to around $29. In New York, the S&P 500 fell nearly 2.2%. Chinese stocks have fluctuated wildly for months despite efforts by Beijing to prop up the market.
That's the latest world news from VOA.